The message I'm going to share today is called Faith Overcomes the World. Faith Overcomes the World. And let's just start by reading Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, one of our favorite scripture verses. It should be. And I think it probably is. Hebrews 11, 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him," or God. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is," that He exists, of course, "and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." You know, when God does something special in your life, you get interested in faith all over again. At least I do, anyway. Thinking, "My God, Lord, look what You did. Hallelujah." I'm not going on that side trail. Anyway, just stick with the notes here. I shared my testimony several weeks ago about how the Lord brought me and Jenny through COVID-19. I was just sharing it with Jeremy this morning. We went through 12 days of it about the time you guys got sick. And I gave that whole testimony, and you can go back and listen to that if you want to. But part of that was He led me to find a video of Scripture, healing scriptures. A video, actually it was Kenneth Hagin's Healing Scriptures. It's about an hour long, and I looked it up. I mean, I felt impressed to the Lord. I didn't just think of that. It's something the Lord told me to do. And so I listened to that. I'll just kind of go over it quickly. I listened to that hour-long video about five or six times that day that I got that video. Then all day the next day, and by the end of that day, the fever left. It was gone. I said, "Praise God." Now, was that a coincidence? I don't believe so. That happened at that time. I believe the Bible says that the Word, God sent His Word to heal us. But I was like the woman with the issue of blood. Suddenly I felt in my body that I was healed of that plague. I know exactly how she feels. She felt she had it 12 years, and then suddenly, if I just touch His clothes, I'll be made whole. And she went and did it, and sure enough, immediately, she was healed of that plague, and she knew it in her body immediately. But anyway, so then I shared a message about how faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And I know we've heard that and heard it and heard it, but we may hear it some more, praise God, because it's an important thing to know and understand. See, and faith changes things. Faith changes things. Well, the Bible says it moves mountains. You see, I'd been hearing those scriptures over and over and over and over and over. And as a result, faith came, and the Word of God did something in my physical body. It brought healing. And I found that quite amazing when it happened. I said, "Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, my God. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You." I mean, when something like that lives from you, and you've been praying to God about that, it's like, "Oh my God, thank You, thank You." It was amazing. It was amazing to me. And, the Bible says in Proverbs 4 that the words of God are life, meaning physical life, if you look up that word, to those who find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. The Word of God is medicine to all our flesh. Well, just say Selah. I'll let that soak in for a little bit. The Word of God. It says He sent His Word and healed them. I'm going to say that later, but I just think of it now. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. How did He do that? By His Word. He sent His Word to do it. Who was the Word made flesh? The Lord Jesus Christ. And what did He do in His ministry? Oh, my goodness. If you read the healings of Jesus, it'll amaze you. If you listen to Him, say, "My God." Man, it said He went out there in the plain, and they came to Him, and they said, "Can we just touch Your clothes?" And everyone who touched Him was made perfectly whole. There was another place where it said, "And there went virtue out of Him and healed them all." And it was a huge multitude. That's some powerful stuff right there. Praise God. Anyway, now, even since that time, I've continued to listen to healing scriptures, scriptures on peace of mind, scriptures on strength, scriptures on the grace of God. I've just been listening to scriptures, getting a video. You can find them on YouTube at every subject you can think about. Scriptures on whatever. you know, put your, fill in the blank, and it'll give them to you if you want to sit and take the time to listen to them. And so I suddenly noticed one day, and I shared this, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, I suddenly noticed that the psoriasis I had dealt with all my life was gone. And I didn't even know it was going away. I didn't even notice. I looked at my hand. I had a big patch on it here before, and then suddenly it's like new baby skin. I said, what is this? And then I checked my knee where I had a big patch of it on there. It's gone. New baby skin. My elbow, it's new baby skin. I said, what is going on here? I wasn't praying for that, but I was hearing those scriptures. Hearing and hearing and hearing. See, it does something. It affects our spirit man. Just hearing the word of God, just hearing it, without even spending a lot of time of meditation and pondering, which I love to do. But sometimes just hearing is more than enough. And I thought, well, is it because I've been feeding on those healing scriptures that it happened, or was it just coincidence? I do not believe it was a coincidence. I fully believe that it was because of the scripture I was putting in my spirit. And that's why I'm excited, and that's why I'm talking about this, and that's why I'm studying faith all over again. Lord, we need to know something about this. We need to be getting some results, even surprisingly getting results. You know? Praise God. Because God wants to give results. We've been praying for people for years getting results. But you look in the Bible and read the scriptures about Jesus' ministry. Oh, they don't compare to that. Whew. I mean, they don't compare. He said, greater than this will you do. Okay, praise God. Off track again. You know, we used to sing a song years ago. Some of you, I mean, it's been about 40 years ago, called The Word is Working Mightily in Me. Do you remember that one, brother? The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what my circumstances, what I feel or see, the Word is working mightily in me. And that was 40 years ago, before we hardly knew anything. We knew the Word would work in us, praise God. See, the Word works in us whether we feel it or see it or not. We don't have to feel anything or see anything, any lightning bolts or thunderclaps. The Word can and will work in us when we put the Word in us. It can't work in us unless we put it in there first. But sadly, at least in my own case, we don't do that much, as much of that as we ought to do. I mean, I'm guilty. I haven't done as much of that as I ought to do. I just suddenly, it's like came to me as a revelation. I need to hear the Word of God. Wow. I thought I knew that already. But anyway, the Word can work in us. Does His Word heal us or not? The Bible says He sent His Word and healed their diseases. Does His Word still heal us? Praise God. I believe it does. Hallelujah. And so my interest in faith was rekindled. Is it important to study faith? I just, you know, because I'm asking myself that. Is it important for us to go in the Bible and study the subject of faith? Well, I think it is, because the Bible has a whole lot to say about it. And I don't think the Bible has stuff in it that we should just put off to the side and ignore. I mean, it wouldn't be there if it didn't mean for us to learn about it. We've read the scripture, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So is it important to please God? Yeah. Then it must be important to understand faith and know how to walk in it. Now I want to move just a little bit to a different, slightly different thing, the trying of our faith, the trying of our faith. See, as we study faith and you begin to look at the faith scriptures, it doesn't take long before you come across scriptures about the trying of your faith. And, you know, I'll be honest, I never really liked that kind of teaching very much. You know, I just want to hear about all the victory and all that stuff. Don't tell me about the trying and the testing. Oh, that's not God. That's the devil. Nope. Praise God. But I think maybe we have some misunderstandings about that subject, and that's why I want to talk about it. That was not one of my favorite messages, but if you study faith, you're going to come across the trying of your faith. And so, when you think about it, faith is not very useful to us unless we go through some things that test our faith. Okay, it's going to get better, I promise. Don't get gloomy and down in the dumps. This is going to get better. Like it or not, those things do come our way. Ooh, praise God. Why do they come our way? Because we live in this world. Praise God. Let me get this water here. Put that right there. Let's go to John chapter 16, verse 33, if you have your Bibles. Otherwise, it'll be on the screen here in a minute. John chapter 16, verse 33. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Praise God. "In this world ye shall have tribulation." You see, that's the nature of living in this world. That's the nature of it. It produces tribulations, hardships, problems. Every person who lives in this planet or has ever lived in this planet encounters trouble and difficulty at some time or another, whether they're saved or unsaved. This is not reserved for saved people or unsaved people. Tribulation is no respecter of persons. Praise God. But Jesus said to be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Well, how can I be of good cheer or good courage that he overcame the world? How does that help me? Praise God. Because he overcame it for us, so that we could overcome it through him. His victory is our victory. See, he was already victorious before he came to earth. He didn't have to get the victory over the world, but he did that so that we could. All right, just hang in there for a minute. So, it helps me because he overcame the world for me, for us, so that we could overcome it through him. His victory is our victory. And let's go to James chapter 1. We're going to go through this and then move on to some other stuff, but you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. My brethren, James chapter 1 verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. All right, some diverse temptations are coming my way. Ha ha, glory. Paul said, I glory in infirmity. Anyway, because when I'm weak, then he's strong in me. Okay. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The testing or trying of your faith works or puts into operation patience. And the word patience means steadfast endurance. Steadfast endurance. You see, the testing of our faith causes us to use steadfast endurance. Trials put us into the stand and endure mode of our faith. Stand and endure. And verse 4, James 1, 4, "But let patience," that is your steadfast endurance, "have her perfect or complete work, that you may be perfect or complete and entire," that is whole, "wanting or lacking nothing," lacking nothing. If we do steadfastly endure in our faith when it's tested, then it produces a completeness in us so that we lack nothing. What he is actually saying here is give your faith time to work. Give it a little time. You're standing against something and you're believing God for the victory and it's just not happening. Believe, give it, stand steady, stand in faith, stand therefore. You know, it says in Ephesians chapter 6, standing against the wiles of the devil. Steadfastly endure in your believing until you get results. See, that's the testing of our faith. Now, hang on a second. Don't jump to conclusions here. I'm going to give you something else here. The only other option to standing in, steadfastly enduring is to give up and throw our faith out the window. Well, forget this, praise God. But see, we ought to draw near to God. Forget this, praise God, right? That's kind of an oxymoron. Thank you, brother. Anyway, we ought to draw closer to God when things are going wrong. And rather than moving away from Him. When something bad, you can move away from God or you can draw closer to Him. Drawing closer is the right answer. Praise God. Anyway, now here's a question. The trying of our faith. When we go through stuff, is God testing us? Is God trying our faith? No. Really? No. God is not testing us. God is not trying our faith. Living in this world is testing our faith. Because you live in this world, you're going to have some issues every once in a while. Because you're living in this world, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That means you can too. We stand and we endure in our faith that God is going to take us through to the victory. That's what we stand and endure in. And people misunderstand that sometimes because there's a lot of religious misinformation available to us out there. See, here's where religion and religious thinking has led us astray in this area. Jesus did not say, I will give you tribulation, or your heavenly Father will give you tribulation. No, He said that in the world you shall have tribulation. Why? Because you're in the world. There is a Christian teaching that's fairly widespread that says that that suggests that when bad things happen to us, it's God's will or that God is doing it. Some even say He sends bad things our way to teach us and to perfect us. But that couldn't be the truth. God only sends good things to us and He does not test us. I'm going to give you a scripture on that. In James chapter 1, we're still in James 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts He any man. Praise God. God does not test us or try our faith. The world does that. Are there trials and tribulations in heaven? No. Jesus told us to pray that thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Well, it's God's will. There'll be no tribulations in the earth. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going off the deep end now, huh? Praise God. Verse 17 of James chapter 1. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Good things come down to us from the Father of lights, not bad things. And it says there's no variableness with Him, no changing. He's always the same. He doesn't send down good things one day and bad things the next day, as we've kind of been led to believe, because God's got a purpose in it, you know. No, He doesn't. Neither tempts He any man. Praise God. Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, so I'm not. Praise God. In 1 John, 1 John 1, chapter 1, verse 5, 1 John 1, 5, it says this. This then is the message which we have heard of Him from Jesus. And we declare it unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all, none. There is no darkness, no evil in God. He really is good all the time. See, that's not just a catchy phrase, a catchy saying that us Christians say. It's the truth. It wouldn't be a catchy phrase if it wasn't the truth, praise God. That's the way catchy phrases start. Amen. See, we need to know that and understand it. God is always good. He does not send bad things on us. Because if God's not sending those things to us, then who is? The devil. How? Through the world. He is the God of this world, you know. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. That thing I did a minute ago, there's kind of an oxymoron. It was one case of a situation where a Pentecostal lady says, the devil's after me. Bless his holy name. She meant bless God's holy name, but she just, anyway, it can get confusing sometimes. So, think about it. If we believe that God makes bad things happen to us to test our faith, then how would we ever have faith to stand against those things? The Bible says, who has resisted his will? We could not have faith to resist his will if we think God's doing it. God's doing this. I'll just let him do it. Praise God. I'm standing faithful. Y'all pray I make it to the end. No. Praise God. Tribulation comes from being in this world. Now, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace, not tribulation. Now, this section is called We Win. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, John says this, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise God. What is the victory that overcomes the world? Our faith. Hallelujah. So are we born of God? Whatsoever is born of God? Do we have the power to overcome the world like Jesus did? He says here, whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that does it. Our faith. Jesus did not give us freedom from problems and issues and situations. The world is going to bring those things our way from time to time. But he did give us the ability to overcome them. Do you see the difference? We can overcome. We can overcome whatever comes our way. Now, that may not be terribly encouraging, but it's a good thought when you think about it. You start talking about trials and tribulations. Who wants to hear that? Okay, but I'm going through this to bring another light to it. What is it that overcomes the world? Our faith. So now we can see the purpose of faith, which is not to just help us hang on to the bitter end. I'm holding steady, hanging on to the bitter end. But the purpose of faith is to overcome the things that the world brings our way. And again, how do we get faith? Praise God. Amen. We got a good answer there. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by what? The Word of God. So we get faith. It's faith that overcomes the world from the Word of God. That's where we get it. Faith does not come from working it up. Well, I've suddenly got this problem. I got to work up some faith. Oh, God. Oh, God. See, this is what we do a lot of times. We think we're going to work up some faith if we just get really serious about it, if we pray hard enough. And faith doesn't come from praying really hard. There's nothing wrong with praying fervently. But when you're praying hard, just for the sake of praying hard, you're not getting faith from that. Faith comes by hearing. Let's see. It doesn't come from working it up. It doesn't come from begging and pleading. Oh, God, please. It doesn't come by getting emotional. Oh, I got to get emotional. I got to pray an emotional prayer. I always thought when you got born again, you had to get emotional. You know, just have to break down and cry. I mean, like, you know, really just be a, you know, a mess. And when I got born again, all I did was say, I want to accept Jesus. I want to accept Christ. And he said, okay, well, we'll pray for you. I didn't have any emotion about it. I didn't feel any certain way. I didn't cry. I didn't squall. I didn't bawl, you know. But I got born again. And I didn't even know I was born again for several days. I mean, the things of God sometimes happen to you when you're not looking. And then later on, you figure out what happened. That's just the way it was with me. And it's the way it is with God. I wasn't expecting to get healed from psoriasis, but suddenly, it's gone. All right, praise God. Nice surprise. Anyway, okay, where are we in these notes? Let's get back on them. So we hear the word. Okay, faith does not come from where. It comes from hearing the word of God. That's an amazing truth. We hear the word and we get faith. The faith does the overcoming. Remember the scripture says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. That verse, be strong in the Lord. I'm trying to be strong. I'm really trying. It didn't say for you to be strong in your strength. It said be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Get over to the place where he's doing the heavy lifting. You get over into his presence. You get over into faith. And then all that begins to do the work.
We think, oh, it's me. I got to work real hard.
But no, that's not it. The faith does the overcoming. We attend to it. We listen to it. We immerse ourselves in it. Even if it's just listening to scriptures being read to us from a video. I mean, that's all. See, like I said last time, I'm too lazy to go through and find all those scriptures myself. Thank God somebody else has already looked them all up and got and reading them. And so, here's the point. If we put the word in us, the word will do the work. Faith will come and mountains will move. Praise God. Now, and here's another scripture you're going to like. 2 Corinthians 2:14. I mean, you really will like this one. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always, how often? Always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. See, we're supposed to win every time. That's why the title of this section was We Win. We're supposed to win in every trial and every test. See, and our faith knows that. If I endure and believe, continue to believe, that thing may not go away instantly, but I will. If I endure, it'll go away. I'll get the victory. See, always, we're supposed to win every battle by the power of faith.